Infobesitis. Does your performance suffer from information overload? In today's fast-paced and information-rich environment, it's crucial to understand the impact of information overload on our professional performance. As we reflect on this, we realize that distinguishing between being informatively empowered and overwhelmed is not always straightforward. Therefore, we'd like to explore several key considerations to assess how and to what extent information overload might affect work efficiency and overall well-being. These insights are not just a mirror to understanding our current state, but also a guide to optimizing our interaction with the constant data stream. Let's delve into these considerations to uncover the nuanced relationship between information, productivity, and personal effectiveness in our professional lives. To answer the question about how performance suffers from information overload, consider the following aspects. Cognitive capacity. Understand your limits in processing and retaining information. Each person has a different threshold for how much information they can handle before it becomes counterproductive. Quality versus quantity of information. Assess whether the information you're receiving is relevant and valuable. Too much irrelevant data can lead to confusion and decrease productivity. Impact on decision-making. Information overload can lead to decision paralysis or rushed, less thought-out decisions. Consider how the volume of information affects your decision-making process. Stress and burnout. Reflect on whether the amount of information you're handling is causing stress or burnout, which can significantly impact performance. Time management. Evaluate how much time you spend processing information versus executing tasks. Excessive information processing can eat into productive time. Multitasking and distractions. Consider whether information overload leads you to multitask excessively or become easily distracted, which can reduce efficiency and focus. Learning and memory. Consider if the volume of information affects your ability to retain and recall important details. Technology dependence. Reflect on whether reliance on digital tools for managing information is beneficial or if it contributes to the overload. Personal well-being. Don't overlook the impact on your overall well-being, including sleep, mood, and physical health. Feedback from others. Sometimes, external perspective, like feedback from colleagues or supervisors, can help gauge the impact of information overload on your Each of these considerations can provide insights into how information overload is affecting your performance and suggest strategies for managing it more effectively. Sexual revolution versus social revolution. Drawing parallels between the sexual revolution and the contemporary social revolution, particularly in the context of information consumption, offers a unique perspective on the value of restraint and prioritizing quality over quantity. Here's what we can learn from both. Importance of discrimination and selectivity. Just as the sexual revolution highlighted the need for discernment and protection against risks, the social revolution demands a selective approach to information consumption. It's crucial to distinguish between what is genuinely beneficial and what is mere noise. Awareness of consequences. The sexual revolution taught us that actions have consequences, sometimes severe, like the risk of diseases affecting eyesight. Similarly, in the social revolution, indiscriminate consumption of information can have adverse effects on mental health, decision-making, and perception of reality. Shifting perspectives on pleasure and satisfaction. The sexual revolution challenged preconceived notions about pleasure and satisfaction. In the same vein, the social revolution prompts us to reconsider what we find satisfying about information and social interactions. Is it the depth and quality of content, or merely the quantity and frequency? Focus on long-term well-being. Both revolutions underscore the importance of considering long-term well-being over immediate gratification. In terms of information, this means seeking content that enriches, educates, and aligns with personal and professional goals, rather than that which merely entertains or distracts. Understanding the value of moderation. The concept of too much of a good thing applies to both contexts. Just as moderation became a key lesson from the sexual revolution, applying a similar principle to information consumption can prevent overload and promote a healthier, more balanced engagement with media and technology. Educating and empowering individuals. Both revolutions emphasize the need for education and empowerment. Understanding how to manage and critically evaluate information sources is as vital today as understanding sexual health was during the sexual revolution. Redefining norms and expectations. Just as the sexual revolution led to a re-evaluation of societal norms around sexuality, the social revolution challenges us to redefine norms around information sharing and consumption, encouraging a culture that values depth, accuracy, and relevance. Building resilience against manipulation. Awareness of how information can be used to manipulate. Similar to how the sexual revolution brought attention to manipulative social and sexual norms, is crucial. This helps in developing critical thinking and resilience against persuasive yet potentially harmful information. In summary, both revolutions teach the importance of mindful engagement, critical evaluation, and a balanced approach to consumption, whether it's of a physical or intellectual nature. By applying these lessons, individuals and societies can foster healthier, more meaningful interactions and relationships, both personally and in the wider social sphere. Author: Edwin Corver. View all posts.